Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
TikTok, Kesha on East Coast Radio. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope your day's been going lekker. Hope you're navigating through the traffic smoothly. We do have Sershan Murliar, who's in for Andy James, to give you the latest on what's happening on the roads. He's going to be joining us in about 4 minutes' time. But right now, we're going to get into some relationship business. Eh? As Stacey and Jay Spoon, come on. I'm excited. I'm ready. I put on the gloves. Let's go.
Now, we all are a fae with that one couple, that one partnership, right? They're together, then there's drama, then you find out generally via social media when people start sub-tweeting and sub-texting and sub-Instagramming. Nay, it's over. You put in the polite phone call, you listen to the stories, you bring the ice cream, you stand by, it's quiet, your friend is not answering your messages as much as they were before, and then wouldn't you know it, they relaunch. They're back together. And it's tiring.
It's tiring
to watch. It's like literally, it's like the US Open. You know what I mean? Just left, right, left, right. You don't know what's going on. And we're just trying to ascertain, because this obviously does happen.
It happens to a lot of people more than you would realize.
And there's a whole scientific like situation behind it. Like we have our reasons for doing this, obviously, but. Is there not a line?
There should be a line, Stacey. There should be, because it's an emotional roller coaster. You know, one moment, you know, you're supposed to be sad.
Yes.
You know, you're seeing those dramatic WhatsApp statuses. I deserve better.
Classic.
That's on a Monday. Then on a Friday, oh, my king. My king with a heart emoji. Where are we supposed... What are we supposed to feel?
Yes, yeah. And also, what is happening with you?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What do you supposedly feel? You create the narrative. We're merely following suit and our necks are sore.
So should be a line, Stacey.
We're actually asking, and this is your personal opinion based on your personal experience. There is no right or wrong answer because apparently science will defend those who back forth and forth a la Ilya. But how many times is too many times to make up and then break up? And we mean specifically with one person where you're just like... Surprise, but not really, because saw this one coming.
Toxic or true love? Up to you. Let us know. 061-792-9495. You make it easy
for me to love you. Must be the case. East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Stacey and Jay Spoo until 6. Welcome to your drive home. We're having a conversation that we appreciate. Maybe making some people feel away, because it feels like you're being attacked. You're being attacked on your way home after you had no power last night. The fan went off. You couldn't sleep. The roads were wet. People were acting cray-cray on the way into the office. You don't need this right now. However, we must pay attention to the fact that O's are outcha, dating one another, then quite publicly splitting up, and then before you know it, bada bim, bada boom, you're back together.
Yeah.
Now, that is not a judgment on you. In fact, Jay Spoo, KZN.
You got some stats?
There is an entire name for this. It is called relationship cycling.
Ooh.
Currently, as it stands, of the people surveyed, 37% of these cohabiting people, they've cycled.
They've done it.
They've recycled.
Okay.
23% have ended up being married, actually.
Okay.
So it isn't to say that to rinse and repeat is always a bad thing. We're just trying to work out how many times is too many times before there is any kind of cohabitation or a result that actually ends in marriage, because it's just giving, I think I've seen the show before.
Yeah, also I understand why people go back to their exes, man. You know, it's comfortable, it's familiar, and let's be honest, right? Dating new people is literally, Stacey, out of this world. Out of this world. It's wild. It's west. It's hee hoy. Is that the sound?
Hee haw.
Hee haw. Basically, my point is, it's wild.
It's the wild, wild west.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, we know. And also, we're tired. We're busy.
Bro.
The world has changed. You're like, you know what? Better the devil, you know. So, I understand that this person has their limitations. I appreciate that maybe it wasn't like tens across the board. But when is it ever? You use all these justifications and somehow you manage to come back together, not always unsuccessfully. We're just trying to work out how many times is too many times.
Yeah, Stacey, just before we play some of the voice notes, right? When have you done relationship recycling?
Yes.
Did it work out?
No.
Okay. Jeez, hold, calm down.
And you know what's crazy?
Stacey,
you want to spend, you know what? Real wild ball waits.
Before you tell me what's crazy, can you calm down?
No, I can't.
What's going on here?
And this may be shocking.
I'm just asking a question.
But there's going to be one person in the car who can relate to this. We had exactly the same problems the second
time. It's when you pretend as if there weren't any issues.
No, but it was me who was shocked. I was like, oh, no, wait.
Oh, Kwanja, you're very toxic.
It's like, oh, this just, we're just not compatible. We weren't compatible 3 years ago, and we're not compatible now.
It is what it is, man.
So I personally, from personal experience, I'm a one and done kind of person.
Okay. That's fair.
However, I do understand that it isn't always like that for everyone.
KZN, how many times is too many times to break up and make up? 0617929495. Let's hear from Kay.
Hey, Stacey and Jaspoo, it's Kay. So for me, I think just to be lenient, it's three strikes and you're out. Ah. And then just on this topic, you know those couples that keep breaking up and making up like all throughout the year, but then still celebrate an anniversary? Like, I just think that they need to hit restart, right?
If you've broken up and made up three times, when is your anniversary?
No, you see, okay, so Kay, just a couple of things.
The whole year.
Three strikes, you're out. Love a baseball metaphor. Love a sporty metaphor.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Get
out. Like, you know, like the second time, maybe you're like, perhaps it was my fault. But by the third strike, you should both be out for your own nonsensical nonsense. However, I do believe that if you have you put so much effort into making the same mistake, but you're doing it three times, just count it.
Yeah.
You're like, those months apart, those are the relationships. Null and void. We've been together for 10 years, basically.
Also, if you're going back three times, just maybe consider the fact that your partner has put some voodoo on you.
Or maybe consider the fact that you don't see.
Hey, you date somebody, you break up because of certain reasons, but then you go back and then you do that again.
Just
again,
to make sure.
And again and again and again. When it's good, it's good. You go back.
Well, when it's something, it's something.
Yeah,
so it's when you look around and you're like, actually,
ain't nothing
here. Might as well. So there is actually a scientific term for this. It's called relationship cycling. It happens everywhere. No one is exempt from this.
Hey,
obviously,
Baba.
We all have agency. We can choose to not rinse and repeat. However, some of us find ourselves over and over again. It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
But for your mental and emotional wellness.
You don't learn.
So on the line, Lindy Rose, how are you?
Hello. Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we are good. You sound like someone who has done this relationship cycling thing.
You sound like you know things, Lindy Rose. You sound like you've been there, done that.
I know.
Tell us, girl.
I know.
How many times is too many times? Yeah.
Count the times, but I can tell you the time frame.
Yeah.
It started in 2016.
Yeah.
I was a fresh, you know, high school girl, and I was like, listen, only thing that's saving you is the heart of this little woman right here.
Come on, Summer Walker.
And I went in. Okay, I went in, and we went out, and then we went back in, and we went back out.
Yeah.
And long story short, went in and out, and it ended last year, 2024. So that's 9 years. Nine years.
Has it ended?
Yeah.
Really?
Is it actually over now?
No, because I mean, y'all told me the other day to test my new relationship, so it is over.
Are you sure?
100%. They can't even tell me. They have to listen to me on the radio to hear my
voice.
Oh, this is your way of setting the sign.
Just please forget you know my name, forget you know my number, forget that I exist. You know what, Lindy Rose, congratulations on the emancipation of yourself. Because if this was, after 9.5 years, no one can say you didn't try and try and
try again.
Try and try, yeah. Try and try and try and try.
Hi, Lindy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my babes.
Yazi, Stacey, you guys are talking about this going back thing. Yazi, I have never done it. I've never done it. Like, yeah. I've never done this.
Have you tried?
No, I don't do that.
Have you tried and then also that number was blocked?
Yeah. Stacey,
one tick only.
If the relationship ends, it ends. I'm gone. I move on very quickly.
Oh.
Yeah. But also, I don't have an ex. So that tells you what kind of person I am.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't exist anymore.
Oh, okay. Why don't look at me so aggressively when you say that?
I don't know who you are. I delete your number,
Stacey.
And I move on.
Okay.
You, man. Stacey. Anyways, I'm okay now.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay, how many times is too many times to relationship cycle, i.e. you keep getting back together with the same person, in your humble opinion? We give you full results in a moment on 061-792-9495.
It's East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station, All Star, Smash Mouth on KZN's number one hit music station. In this hour, we're chatting about how many times is too many times to break up and make up. Sometimes you go back once, and then you get married. Sometimes you go back for the fifth time, and the relationship is over eventually.
Surprise, surprise.
I do believe, though, listen, if you love somebody, go back. I do believe in love back. It can end beautifully, especially if the reason why you broke up was one of those petty ones. It wasn't because someone cheated, someone said something about your mother. Yeah.
Move on. Quickly.
Yeah. Mashup.
Hi, Stacey and Jace Boo. There is not too many times to make up or break up. You just have to keep on giving the heart what it wants until it is left in crumbs and it can say for itself that I have had enough.
Stacey and Uncle Spoo are away one time. That's it. You break up. You break it up for a reason. So that's it.
Hi, Stacey and Jace Boo. It's Pinky here from Glenwood. The maximum times you can make and break up is two times. Because you know how the old saying goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
So I've been doing some calculations based on the responses today. Mm-hmm. And according to KZN, the number of times that you can feasibly / without judgment by anyone keep going back to the same person is 2.5.
Two and a half.
So I
How do you calculate the half?
Because it's
like almost.
Yeah. And for those who know and who have done this, you know, there is one time when someone is attempting to circle back, and you know your heart's not in it. You know your heart's not in it. And that, I think, is the half.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first time you're like, oh, maybe it was me, or maybe it was them. And then the second time, the other one's, ah, oh, maybe it was me. No, maybe it was them. And then that next time, it's like, actually, it doesn't matter. We're just not good together.
Yeah.
Because also, like, sometimes it really is that simple.
We don't make sense together.
You just don't make sense. And that's okay. And you know what you must do? Set that person free, emancipate yourself. And I'm not saying there's someone else out there.
We don't know about the fish in the sea situation.
Yeah, I don't know about the... Yeah, exactly. Don't talk to me about the number of fishes. Yeah. I don't know. And then the fish you want is actually someone else's fish, and then the complications there. But just, if it's not it, it's not it. So if you'd like to read up about relationship cycling, and perhaps a couple of you have friends and family members who are in the midst of that cycle, we literally have the science to back us up.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.